Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele for October 20th, my dad's birthday. Guess he can never say I didn't remember.
2021.
Let's start with a Forest Service update, and we're starting with that because it's what's open on my screen right now. The Inyo National Forest and Devil's Postpile National Monument announced that the Reds Meadow Road at Minaret Vista has closed for the season. The Inyo National Forest is also closing the Lakes Basin Road and the Old Mammoth Road to the Lakes Basin for the season as well. A series of early winter storms continues to keep these roads and conditions unsafe for travel, including ice and drifting snow. A significant winter storm is in the forecast with substantial snow expected starting Saturday night. Well, that's good news. Typically, starting October 15th, there is no overnight parking in the Reds Meadow Valley, and the road is not plowed during or after winter storms. The road historically closes sometimes between October 15th and the end of October due to winter storms anyway. The Inyo National Forest has made every reasonable and safe effort to keep the road open through these series of early storms since the Reds Meadow Valley, Devil's Postpile, and the Lakes Basin are popular fall destinations. I was hopeful that we could open the roads for a few more days before the storm on Saturday, said Acting District Ranger Leanne Murphy. However, Mother Nature has not been cooperative with that goal. The snow is very welcome, though. When the roads are closed, visitors may still access destinations along the roads using nearby trail networks. These areas are popular for winter recreation such as skiing and snowshoeing. However, visitors should know that no services are available in these locations. All right, let's get into one of my favorite things going out right now. Bed bears, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? The MLPD Bear Beat. This is from October 1st through October 15th. I'll just read a couple of my favorites. By the way, I worked pretty hard on a little Photoshop bear with cop glasses and a badge, so you need to go to EasternSierraNow.com and check that out. On October 1st at 8:53 p.m. on Minaret Road, a bear cub was stuck in a large construction dumpster marked No Food Waste. Inside the dumpster was a now empty bag of Doritos. The cub was freed, reunited with his mother. Don't worry, bear, I would have done the same thing. Well, here's a solid duh. On Forest Trail, a bear continues to break into the upstairs portion of a residence. The reporting party was advised to lock the door when not home. Well, who'd have thought? Good God. A bear cub was stuck on the wrong side of a fence away from its mother. Good Samaritans tried to assist by chasing the cub into traffic on Meridian. The reporting party was advised to leave the bears alone and let them figure it out. Officers later observed the cub reunited with its mother and sibling. I was worried the poor little guy was going to get hit. On Lake Mary Road, a bear was in the lobby of a lodge and was able to let itself in and out through an open upstairs door. What'd you think was going to happen? This one's not actually funny, but it's the way it's written, so I'm going to have to explain it to you. So on Twin Lakes Road, someone reported a bear walking through a campground, ... in the woods. You don't say. There's a bear in the woods? I love the ellipses there. Pro tip, ellipses is what you call ... Some people don't know that. I don't know who actually writes these, but I get a kick out of the way they write. Twin Lakes Road, a bear was in the same campsite eating food from a table. Why is there food out at 11 p.m. and not in the provided bear box, you say? The bear was hazed away with pepper balls. Just needed some salt balls in there and he probably would have finished his meal. Maybe some sriracha balls, which on a side note was my nickname in college. No. You don't say that kind of thing on a podcast. Someone reported a bear eating out of an open dumpster. Officers believe someone is leaving the dumpster open deliberately. Dun, dun, dun. I need to get some sound effects for this podcast so I don't have to make my own. I'm not the dude from Spaceballs and Police Academy. Remember that guy? He was awesome. The same bear cub from 10-1 was stuck in the same large construction dumpster marked no food waste. Inside the dumpster was a now empty bag of Lay's sour cream and onion potato chips. The cub was freed and reunited with its mother. Both were hazed with less than lethal rubber slugs. The poor little bear's just trying to get his chips on, man. You shoot him with a rubber slug. And that is it for the bear beat.
Bad bears, bad bears. What you gonna do?
All right, we got a little news out of Wilkerson and the Bishop Volunteer Fire Department. The Eastern Sierra's Fire Safe Council continues to make a tremendous impact, gaining recognition for their work, creativity, and dedication from fire prevention agencies throughout the state. This week, the Wilkerson Fire Safe Council, in particular, is preparing for its next big event. This Saturday and Sunday, the Wilkerson Fire Safe Council will be hosting Defensible Space Work Days with roll-off dumpsters at three locations, above the baseball diamond, at the south end of Gherkin Road, and on Lower Cottonwood Road. The Defensible Space Work Days are an opportunity for Wilkerson residents to come together as a community to make both the older and newer parts of the neighborhood more resilient against wildland-urban interface fires. The dumpsters, which will be monitored by volunteers from the Wilkerson Fire Safe Council, are for green waste only, such as brush, dead tree limbs less than 6 inches in diameter, leaves, plants, debris, and grass. No household trash, tires, furniture, appliances, metal waste, hazardous waste, recyclables, or e-waste. And that includes Lay's sour cream and onion potato chips, as well as Doritos for that little bear, just so you know. As wildfires continue to rage through California, the Wilkerson Fire Safe Council is dedicated to spreading the message that creating defensible space is critical. In the event of a wildfire, they hope to give firefighters the clear space needed to protect homes and properties. This weekend, the council is looking for people who need help removing green waste from their property, others who could help haul a few loads for their neighbors, and volunteers who would be able to monitor the dumpsters for a few hours. Please contact Vicky at 760-937-1859 for more information. There is a lot of information about the Wilkerson Fire Safe Council, and I invite you to come over to EasternSierraNow.com and check it out. This article was written by Christina Bloom Justice, and she did it justice. I bet you've never heard that before, Christina, have you? You can go ahead and razz me about that later. So, homecoming, October 22nd. Exciting homecoming festivities and Friday night football is happening. John Schwab Field, October 22nd. The ticket gates will open at 5 p.m. The pregame show begins promptly at 6 p.m. with performances by Home Street Middle School Colts in Motion, BUHS Cheer, BUHS Dance, and introductions of the homecoming court. We'll honor our seniors and parents at 6:45 p.m. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. They will have an extended halftime show with the BUHS Marching Band and Color Guard, presentation of homecoming court, and announce the king and queen. Due to the BUHS field day blankets, they will only be allowed to be placed on the bleachers from 2:30 to 4. Please do not tape directly to the bleachers. We hope to see you all there. Stacy Van Ness, Athletic Director, Bishop Union High School. I know we did that yesterday, but I just wanted to make sure that got out there so everybody knows when homecoming is. Do have a little bit more sports here. The Bishop Bronco tennis team traveled to Edwards Air Force Base for their final league match of the season, and they swept the Scorpions 9-0. It was perfect weather, and everyone played great today, said Coach Cummings. This team, this year, has been such a pleasure to coach. They all have the best attitudes and are such great sports. I'm very proud of them. It's been great getting to know these girls and see their improvements in just a few short weeks. Seniors JC Carpenter, Amina Cervantes, Leslie Mina, and Karina Jackson played their last team match today. They will be greatly missed next year. A big thanks to Rick Ellis and Melissa Carpenter for helping out with driving the girls to matches, and Dan McElroy and his crew for all their hard work on keeping the tennis courts clean and in good repair. Also to all the parents who brought water to the home matches. Scores for the day in doubles, seniors JC Carpenter and Amanda Cervantes won their doubles 6-1 and 6-0. Olivia Ellis and Darby Swanson 6-2, 6-2, and Leslie Mina and Laurel McElroy 7-6, 7-5 with a tiebreak 6-1. Singles, JC Carpenter was 6-1 and 6-1. Imana Cervantes 6-0 and 6-0. Dominique Goslin 7-6, 10-8 with a tiebreak at 6-4. Olivia Ellis 6-3 and 6-4. Darby Swanson 6-0 and 6-4, and Ava Arceo 6-1 and 6-3. The individual competition will be held on Thursday, October 21st in Bishop at 11 a.m. We'll have all the updates on that. Got an article in from Ella Boehm today. Had some information released by Mono County about gun safety from the Mono County Sheriff's Office. I'll give that a read. In the last few weeks, Mono County has experienced an uptick in gun-related crimes, according to the Mono County Sheriff's Office. These crimes include negligent discharge within the community, areas designated as no-shooting zones, and driving with loaded, unsecured firearms. In order to prevent accidents, local law enforcement urges community members to follow gun safety rules, especially the six basic gun safety rules, which are as follows. Number one, treat all guns as if they are loaded. I also have the same rule about baked potato skins. Two, keep the gun pointed in the safest possible direction. Number three, keep your finger off the trigger unless you are ready to shoot. Number four, know your target and your surroundings. If you are hunting or target shooting, make sure you are in a safe area to do so and know you won't accidentally hit someone or something. Five, know how to properly operate your gun. Six, store your gun securely and safely. Keep it unloaded with the safety on and out of reach of children or any other unauthorized users. In addition, the Mono County Sheriff's Department is providing free gun locks to the public. For more information, call the Mono County Sheriff's Department at 760-932-7549, option 1 or 2. And that is just called being a responsible firearm owner. So absolutely, if you need some locks for your guns, head up there and make that happen. For more information, see EasternSierraNow.com. Okay, we have a little bit of a new special going on here. We are starting a health and fitness section of Eastern Sierra Now, and leading the charge is our very own health and fitness guru, Ashley McLaughlin.
Coach McLaughlin here with Eastern Sierra Now, giving you some healthy tips. I don't believe in depriving, but for me, it's all about prioritizing. If your kids started the night with video games, how likely are they to go back to homework? If you started your day with cocktails, how likely are you to get in your workout or even your responsibilities for the day? I view nutrition rather similarly because we also tend to enjoy and savor foods we eat first and hungriest, which helps us gain a great appreciation for healthy foods. Here are some tips. Scan your counters, pantries, and fridge for foods you see first. Are they the foods that are the healthiest? Bringing healthy foods in sights helps guarantee that they're first to go in your stomach. For the pantry, that may mean the tea, tuna, and canned veggies before the candy and baking supplies. For the fridge, that may mean easy to grab proteins like eggs and water instead of sugary sodas and leftover macaroni and cheese. What area of your space and energy do you think can use your attention this weekend? Sometimes basic reorganization can make the biggest difference. This has been Coach McLaughlin with your weekly health tips. Stay tuned next week for healthy Halloween treats.
Thanks for that, Ashley. I only have one comment about that. What happens if everything in my pantry and fridge is bad for me? Like, should I go by the expiration date then? Oh, you're saying I should throw away all the bad stuff and get good stuff? Thanks, Ash. So, keep checking in for Eastern Sierra Now. In the upcoming weeks, we will have more from Coach Ashley. This has been Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. You are not. And remember, if you need a coffee break, you head down to Brood Awakening in Big Pine. That is the spot to get the best beans going. And I'm not talking about Taco Bell. Ashley, don't worry. That's not where I'm going. Coffee beans. You need to go down there. Check it out. They've got the best food. And the best thing is, it's all really great ingredients. Yeah, there's some stuff there I'm sure that's not healthy. But a lot of it is very, very healthy for you and very great. So head down there to Brood Awakening in Big Pine and get your coffee on. Again, Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele. You are not. You heard me say it already. October 20th, 2021. See you later.